This mindfulness exercise actually has helped me a lot during my early days of cultivation. I also didn't know how I know how to do it. Because when I was young, my hand, I got a mudra on. It just know how to move like that. Then later on, I don't know what all this until I developed the meditation. Then when I was in the midst of training, when I was very mindful, I realized one thing I do. I always move my hand on its own. It just moves like that. And this is the maintenance of mindfulness, I realized. Then when I walk, this hand movement is automatic, like my mind and my body move as one. Then, of course, bowing was later when I take refuge and all this thing. Then all this seems to make sense and connect back. Then I realize all this movement, when you got nothing to do, you will think. But when you anchor it to this movement, it's like you do Tai Chi. Understand? But you do Tai Chi is for help and all those things. When you do this mindfulness exercise training, it is more for you to develop the peacefulness, the calmness, the awareness within, so that you are mindful of all your action and your movement. So you are not only mindful when you are in the session, you're doing Tai Chi throughout the day, all activity, all movement. Then from this, it will move into other activity. Then I realize everything is like a flow after that. Then when I start to understand that, all of a sudden when sati came, then I realized this is physical flow. Kaya nupasana, the first foundation of mindfulness. Then that understanding dawned upon me. No wonder the Buddha says, start with your kaya. There are a lot of Zen masters, they also understand this. As I say in Fasi also, is it? 身在哪里, 心在哪里, wherever your bodily movement is, your mind has to follow. This will slow down your thinking or cut away your thinking so that you maintain mindfulness of your form, your movement. So this exercise is very good. Yeah. Okay, then now we continue with the other one.